The Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Shkolim begins Bech ba'odah mashmim ala shkolim v'ala kloim. Rosh Chodesh Adar they used to announce about the shkolim and about the kloim. U'b'chamisha osubay on the 15th day of Adar, Karnas and Megillah b'krochim, they would read the Megillah in the cities, as we'll learn in the Gemara in Daf Beis and Mebeis, exactly in which cities they read the Megillah on Yodalad Adar, in which cities they read the Megillah on Tezvav Adar. And continues the Mishnah. On that day they would fix the roads and the mikvahs. Voice and kol tzarchei rabim, any improvements that were needed for the benefit of the community. They used to make it visible where the kfaros are. V'yotzen afal klayim. So it's interesting. The Paiskim point out that our Mishnah is clearly a raya that one is allowed to do melacha on Purim. Because our Mishnah, and as it's clearly explained in the Gemara, is referring to Purim, Tezvav Adar, and says the Gra, that our Mishnah is teaching us that anything that's a mitzvah may be done on Purim. And I saw that the Shailos HaTshuvos Binyan Shloima and Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Hei explains that the reason that they did Tzarchei Rabim on Tezvav Adar is because when a nace happens to a person, what the person is supposed to learn from that is that if a nace happened to me, I'm supposed to use that as an opportunity to serve Hashem. And actually, he says, the model, the one who we learned this from, is from Yaakov Avinu. That after the Nisim happened to Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, explains Yaakov Avinu did things on behalf of the community. And therefore, he says, since there is no month in which Nisim happened more than the month of Adar, and moreover, certainly there is no day in this month in which Nisim happened more than the day of Purim, that's why it's only proper that on that day we should be Isaac b'tzarchei rabim. And therefore, he goes a step further, that if we learn our Mishnah and we compare it to what Yaakov Avinu did, we'll see a very strong correlation. Our Mishnah speaks about shkolim, and we know that Yaakov Avinu was the one that established currency. Yaakov Avinu made shvakim, made marketplaces, and the Mishnah speaks about tikkun rechavos. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara there says, made merchatzos, and our Mishnah speaks about merchatzos, mikvos. So we see that our Mishnah very much is that our Mishnah seems to be teaching us that not only may melacha be done on Purim, but perhaps it specifically should be done on Purim, because as the Mishnah clearly indicates that they did these various activities on Purim, and we're explaining now why indeed it should be done specifically on Purim. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Or Chaim, Simen, Tuf Reish, Tzadik Vav, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Purim Mutta Basis Malacha, one may work on Purim, Uve Mokm Shanagu Las Ois, Ein Oisim, in a place where the minig is not to do Malacha, one shouldn't do Malacha, and the Ramah indeed says, Vehidu Nagu Bekom Mokm Shaloi Lasis, now the minig is everywhere, the minig is not to do Malacha. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Va'isa, and if somebody does do malacha on Purim, Ein roi simen bracha ma'isa malacha l'aylam, he won't see a simen bracha from that malacha. Aval im hu binyan shel simcha, if somebody is building Elam bin shel simcha, ki goyim beis chasnus lebnoi. If somebody's making a beis chasnus for his son, a special home where they made the chasna, oy avnuki shemalochim to shari. Furthermore, says the Rama, umota las is kam malachas mitzvah. All malachas mitzvah may be done, ki goyim lichtoi piskei halachos, became muta lasis afil malachas gemuris letzarech purim. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis says, "Afil b'makom shenagu, even if one has a minig not to do malach on Purim, lo nagu ela b'yoyim mikra megillah b'vad, only on the day in which the megillah is read. Avlas lesser shel zeh b'zeh, if we have Purim on Yudal Adar, and so, or we have Purim on Tezvav Adar, only on the day that we actually celebrate Purim." Should we not do malacha? To not do malacha on the day that we're not actually celebrating Purim, says the Shulchan Aruch, Eid HaMinig has no place in halacha. And actually, this halacha is based on, although I do have to say that the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Zayin says, V'yesh machmirim b'zeh, that those that are machmir not to do malacha even on the day that they don't celebrate Purim, but nearly the Talmud b'minig oisim mukam. He says it is tali b'minig, but if you look in the Shaar Tzion says that apa Purim gufa, that even not doing malacha on Purim is only a minig. So to take that minig and expand it even further, that the day that we're not celebrating Purim, we should, the day we're not celebrating Purim, we should still not do malacha. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah feel is really somewhat of a stretch. And the basis for this is a Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, Rebbe Natan Atiyah B'Purim, Rebbe planted on Purim. And the Gemara says that first the Megillah calls Purim Yom Mishta V'Simcha V'Yontif, but then the Megillah describes Purim as a day of Mishta V'Simcha, but not a day of Yontif. What is the Megillah trying to teach us? What the Megillah is trying to teach us is Hesped V'Tainis Kibbol Olayu. Klai Yisrael were Mekabel that they wouldn't say Hesped, they wouldn't fast on Purim, Melocha, like Kibbol Olayu, but they would never makabel that they wouldn't do Melocha on Purim. The Gemara continues, however, V'arav Chazi Elahu Gavra, that was shodded kitna b'puria, there was a person that was soaking linen on Purim, V'laike, and he was planting linen on Purim, V'laike, and he cursed him, V'laike tzomach kitne, and indeed his cotton did not grow. Says the Gemara, as we just learned, Hosam Amogam Shinagu Shaloi Lassus. There was in a place where the minig was not to do Malacha on Purim. Vavalei Dvarim Hamutarim Vacheim Nagam Ba'Isr. So falls into the category of activities that are really mutter, but people have a minig not to do them. She'atu Rishoyim Lahatim Rufneim, then you can't be Nagam. So the Paiskim try to identify what is and what isn't mutter on Purim. So certainly, the Paiskim say that the model that should be used is Chol HaMoed. And just like we know on Chol HaMoed, a Dover HaOvid or Tzorche Rabin may be done on Chol HaMoed, so too is the Halacha on Purim. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that if somebody is poor and he needs to earn money on Purim, and he needs that money in order to be able to celebrate Purim, the halacha is that one is allowed to do malacha. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, if somebody owns a store and the store sells food that people need for Tzorech Purim, the Poskim say that that store may be open on Purim, although the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's appropriate that a person, a Yerushalmayim, should not open up his store on Purim, and so too does the Kaf HaChaim say in Sif Katan Hay. However, the Poskim say, certainly if it's a davar ovid, certainly if the person needs it for his panasa, certainly if he's selling items that are needed for Purim, if we combine all of those situations, you could open the store on Purim. However, the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Vav makes an interesting remark. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav remarks that even if one is opening a store on Purim, yesh lirois shlo yimshach ba, you shouldn't get overly involved in doing whatever you're doing on Purim in your business. These batim simchas Purim, it should all be done. It should all be done with as limited as possible to spend the day primarily on the simchas yontif. The Paiskim also discuss when is this minig that we read in the Ramah, that our minig is that we don't do malacha on Purim. When is the malacha in place? The Chasam Sofer, quoting a Turi Evan, says that the minig is even by night. That even by the night of Purim, one should not be doing malacha. He says, and their raya, it's just like we're comparing it to Mishnah, we're comparing it to Hesped V'Tainus, and the halacha is that Hesped V'Tainus may not be done at night. So if Hesped V'Tainus can't be done at night, so too Malacha, in a place where the minig is not to do Malacha, should not be done at night. However, the Pri Megadim and most Paiskim take the opinion that Malacha can be done at night. For they explain that the reason Malacha shouldn't be done is because you should be concentrating on the Mishta V'Simcha. And Mishta V'Simcha is only by day. By night, there is no Chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha. In fact, the Halacha is Sudas Purim Sh'asa B'Layla La'Yotza. If somebody had made the Sudas Purim at night, he wasn't Yotza, the Mitzvah Suda. And therefore, many Paiskim, as I said, the Pri Megadim, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh, Rav Avad Yosef in Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Vav, Simen Mem Zayin, Ois Aleph, are all of the opinion that Malacha may be done and the night of Purim. Certainly, if it's a Dover Ovid, or some of the other issues that we just discussed, certainly there'll be Mekel that such Malacha may be done on the night of Purim. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Aleph paskins that not the Magen Avraham, but other Paiskim say that you could do Malacha Aidei Akum. That if you're not actually doing the Malacha, you have non-Jewish workers working on your behalf, the Halacha is that you could have them do Malacha on your part. Although the Shari Tshuva here says that in certain places there was a minig that they did not do any Malacha that's done before Esya. Any Malacha that was done in public, they refrained from doing on Purim because it was mezalzel in the Yontif of Purim. Another interesting question that comes up is that we know in Yerushalayim we could have a Purim Mishulash. That means Tezvav Adar is on Shabbos. That what we do then is that on Yud Dalid they have Kriyas Megillah, and on Tez Zayin, Tezvav Shabbos, and in Tez Zayin they have the Suda. So the minig I saw in the minig of Yerushalayim is that since on Friday it's the day for Kriyas Megillah, the halacha is that they don't do melacha that day, particularly that they shouldn't make a mistake and do melacha on Purim when Tezvav, when they lay the Megillah on Tezvav Adar. Rav Avadi Yosef in that tshuva that we quoted, Chel Gvav Simen Mem Zayin, is a little more lenient, because he says, as we're learning now, this entire concept of not doing Melacha on Purim is only a minig, and we have no right to expand on Minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah said the same Svara we said at the beginning of the Shir, why one is allowed to do Melacha on Shushan Purim, on the day that we don't celebrate Purim. Again, all with the same concept, because only on days that there's a specific minig not to do melacha, should we not do melacha? Any other day, melacha may be done. What about in Yerushalayim, when Purim is on, Purim Mishulish, what about on Sunday? I saw the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, says that the Bedatz of the Eda Chredis, in Tuf Reish Pei Zayin, put out a letter saying, Toiv Shloilasis Melacha Mechatzois Ve'elech. Sunday, which as we said will be the day in such a situation where they're going to have the Sudas Purim, they shouldn't do Melacha after Chatzois, Ulepachis Mizman Mincha Ketana, at least not from Mincha Ketanam. And the reasoning was because that was the time when they made the Suda, and when it's the time for making the Suda, it's not a time for work. Once you concentrate on the Suda, on the Simchas Purim, not on doing work. However, there's one thing that I saw all the Paiskim, Mishnah Berurah, and all the Paiskim say you're certainly allowed to do on Purim, and that's learn and write Divrei Torah. In fact, I saw that from the Sefer Mate Moshe, he says that the Maril would write Shuvis Lahalocha when he sat by the Sudas Purim, because the greatest simcha is learning Torah, and certainly on Purim we should have that simcha, the Simchas HaTorah.